On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You're on The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and also with Greya Jackson. Christmas is all about games, so to celebrate these bird-themed days of Christmas, we're going to play a game called Guess the Bird Call. Have a listen to this. So there were 4 bird calls there. Who would like to open the batting? Who reckoned they knew at least some of them? Nobody. Oh, Hugh's up for it. Go on, what do you reckon?
I didn't hear kookaburra.
Okay. It's a good start, Hugh. Yeah, very good, given it's not an English native. That's, I suppose,
reason. You didn't say they were English natives, did you?
Well, we recorded them in the street earlier. Okay. James, what do you reckon then?
I don't know. I thought number 4 felt a little bit pigeony. So maybe
James gets a hint of pigeon in there.
Yeah.
Alan, you like eating all these birds, I'm sure. But what do you think about?
I think the most delicious is probably the robin, which was number 1. It's a good mouthful.
Ooh, okay. Not a very big mouthful though. So Eleanor, you're the bird expert. I'll play you each of them in turn again. You can tell us which one. So this was number 1. What's that?
Well, that's a blackbird.
So Alan was wrong.
Sorry.
He said robin. He said it's a blackbird.
More like a hamburger.
Okay, number 2. Eleanor?
So that would be a partridge.
Partridges? I didn't get that. Does anyone else get that? Partridges normally make a different noise when they're sort of running across the fields near me. Really? Is that really a partridge?
Yep. Goodness. You just go bang, yum, yum, yum.
Okay, number 3. What's that?
So that would be a chicken.
Okay, no one got that one. Okay, here's the last one. Now, James's money, he said pigeonish.
Pigeonish. Well, my money would be on dove.
Don't tell me there's a Christmas theme to this, is there?
Maybe. So that basically, I think pigeon, dove, they're quite similar, though, aren't they? I mean, you can tell them apart, though, because they do sing differently. Don't they? Because, I heard a radio programme once and it stuck with me forevermore because this person said pigeons sing with 5 syllables and doves sing 3 syllables.
Well, I haven't heard that, but I can tell you that the RSPB says that there's no clear distinction between pigeons and doves. They're from the same family. And what's more, you know the grey flappy things that steal your sandwiches and we call pigeons? They're actually the feral version of wild rock doves. So we call them pigeons, but actually they're really doves. So
because the argument this person put forward to me was that doves sing with 3 syllables, and you can think of it as a bit like they said a jaded soccer supporter, united, united. And then they said pigeons are 5, and they say, my toes are bleeding, my toes are bleeding. And actually it does work. I've identified many pigeons and doves off the back of that. I guarantee that meme will stick with everyone more. But why do birds do this? I mean, we all take it for granted birds sing, we chat to each other. What are they trying to communicate?
Well, a whole range of different things. You have some of them are defending their territories. Others are telling you how attractive they are. Sometimes they're actually practicing their songs. And other times they use it for bonding. In fact, when they're bonding, like birds like budgies actually copy each other, or other ones have particular kind of almost gang calls, which their group has in particular, and other groups don't, like Australian magpies.
But they must be born with a song, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to say, oh, that's a blackbird or whatever, because birds do have similar songs within their species. But you're saying what, they learn that from other members of their species, or they're born with it and they adapt it?
Yeah, so it's a bit of nature and nurture. So some parts of the song seem to be quite intrinsic, and other parts of the song seem to be learnt, or at least need a little bit of practice before they're top notch.
Can birds recognise each other from their song? So I can tell when one of you is speaking, I can recognise just from the sound of your voice without looking at you who it is. So can a bird do that?
Yes. In fact, there was a hilarious experiment done on peafowl in which they got a recording of one particular peafowl and played his alarm call again and again and again to his friends. And eventually they stopped reacting to his alarm call. It was almost like the boy calling wolf, yet they'd still react to alarm calls from other individuals. So yes, they can tell each other apart.
most usefully. And this whole business of when penguins, taking a sort of Christmas card analogy, totally wrong because they're from the wrong part of the planet, of course, South Pole, but they find their young in amongst thousands of other individuals, don't they, when they come back? So how do they do that? Is that from calls or is there a smell or other things?
Well, I'm not a penguin expert, unfortunately, as much as I'd like to be.
Dare you turn up on the Christmas edition of The Naked Scientist and not know about penguins?
But I'd guess call probably be very important to that.
Helena, drink water. Thanks very much.